God. In your son Jesus' name. A word from on high again. As I stood in your pulpit on yesterday and tried to do my best. A house full of people that was bereaved on yesterday from our long. But now, Lord, it's communion today. And a lot of the members here that are saddened because of things have came into their lives. And no devil try to make a mockery out of it.
Yes, he does.
We pray for them. We pray for our secretary. Sister Diane Means as well. Brother Means is Israel of the church. We pray for all the deacons, the deaconess, the choir, all the members that are here. And even not the members, but they are here. Have mercy on them, Lord, this holiday season too. It's a time of sharing of thanks and giving and love and compassion toward one of another. Lord, we ask that you anoint the sermon and that you will bless the sermon. And that they will see none of me but all of you, Lord, on this communion Sunday, 21st day of November. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
Glad to be found in the house of worship one more time. Just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
You ain't the only one going through something. We all in here are going through something. I'm going through a lot. Because I'm out front. And every time you're out front, the devil will hit you from every which way. But I'm going to keep on pressing my way. Because I come too far to turn back now. And I know that when the pale angel, which is the death angel, knock on your door, it's a hurting pain. It's a pain that you cannot even imagine. But we call it loose, lost, but I don't call it lost. The Bible says, blessed are the dead that die in the Lord. If you have your Bibles, as I go on to say, turn to a familiar passage of scripture there. Again, glad to see my niece here in the house of worship.
Amen.
She can't go to another place. St. John chapter 4. Familiar passage of scripture that we will read. And I hope and pray that something God speaks to you, that you can take it and use it for this week. John chapter 4 and verse 15. John chapter 4 and verse 15. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
And if you can stand, stand. If you can't, that's okay. It reads, the woman said unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus said unto her, go call thy husband and come hither.
All right.
17 said, the woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands. Good God. And he whom thou now hast is not thine husband. In that says thou truly. That's some good English, ain't it? Good God Almighty. But I want to drop down to verse 25, I'll read for time's sake. The woman said unto him, I know that the Messiah cometh, which is called the Christ. And when he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples, and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, what seeks thou, or why talk with thou 27? And 28 says, the woman then left her water pot. You may be seated. The woman left her water pot. Flower faded. Word of our God shall stand. The woman left what she came for. Now you tell me Jesus ain't said nothing. I'm going to say that again. The woman came, Sister Avon, to draw water, but she left the water. Now, if that had been me, if I'm going, we do some crazy things. I'm talking from a subject, looking beyond my faults. If I go to get some gas from a gas station, and I done paid for it, some normal times I don't have to pay. I'll pay after I get the gas, but most of you have to pay before you know, by me being in law enforcement. But anyway, if I go and pay for some gas and drive off, that's crazy thing. Because I came for one purpose. To get the gas. She came to draw water. But she went back without the water. Because she had some more water. Y'all not hearing me. In chapter 4, the Bible says that Jesus said in St. John 4:4, he says, I must needs to go through Samaria. Is that what your Bible says? I'm going to say it again. In St. John 4:4, he said he must needs to go through Samaria. And as I was talking on yesterday about Samaria, Samaria is a place where poor people live. Half Jews, half Canaanites, you know. They wasn't a full-blooded Jews. And Jesus stayed around that place most of the time. Because they were looked down on by their own people. Have you ever been looked down on by your own people? Have you ever been talked about or ridiculed in your own church home? Come on now. See, like I told them on yesterday, and I say it again, I know a lot of people got degrees and all of this and that, but they don't have a CS degree.
Come on now.
Common sense.
All right now.
Y'all looking at me crazy.
They got some.
That's right.
You know why? Because they're bigoted. Yeah. They forgot where they come from. Yeah. Right. They think they're more than you. You don't know about like that? All the things I share with my wife, the Lord allowed me to use for a little while. But I never get too cocky to think I'm better than the next person. Got 3 Cadillacs, a BMW, but I don't think I'm no more than nobody else. Because my mom and my grandmama told me, son, you can be up to date. That's old folks talk. And she also said, whatever the Lord blessed you with, you tell him thank you. And if you got a little bit more, you give somebody else the blessing. I never forget where I come from. Because I know it's only by God's grace and mercy. And when I had COVID-19, I still didn't forget where I come from. Gave it to my wife and all that. But look where God has brought us from. Because when you do what God says and not what man say, you're on the right road. He says straight is the gate and narrow is the way. But back to the text. The text says that Jesus walked 50 miles and he set us on the way. That's St. John 4:6. He was tired at the 6th hour, meaning high noon when the sun was out.
Some of us ain't gonna walk a half a foot to save nobody. I ain't talking about nobody here, but the shoe fit well. Because God loves the truth. And the Bible says, St. John 8:32, the truth shall set you
free.
Jesus had walked, and he was tired because he was fed now. And he was sitting on Jacob's way.
Yeah.
And the Bible said that he beheaded. Right. Can you imagine that? Now, that means that he's an on-time God to me. Seemed like it. Because he's waiting on somebody to come. He didn't need no water. He the one made the water. Is you crazy? All things were made by him. That's what the Bible says. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. The Word was with God. All things were made by God. That's what it says. He come unto his own. And his own received him not. The Word was made flesh, and it dwelleth among us, and we beheld his glory. I want to glorify him this morning for what he has done for me. I love my family, but every tub, Grandma said, got to sit on his own back. I can't say LaKendra because LaKendra got her little chickens in her own coop. And I can't worry about her chickens. I got to try to worry about my own little chickens over here. They say sweep around your own front door before you try to sweep around somebody else's door. Down in here because I'm real. I know people talk about me. I don't even laugh in my face and don't worry about that. God done brought me this far and I'm going to worry about what man said. Because God is the one that's doing everything anyhow. You ain't doing nothing. Psalms 24:1 say, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. But I like that 7 verse, say, lift up your head, O you gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors, and let the King of glory come. That's the word, ain't it? And that's the word, dude. Huh? Yeah, I know you go to that college school down there, but when God has put anointings on you, you don't have to go to that school. I don't go to no school. I went to a common sense school. Well, tell me to shake your hand. How you doing, my brother? Uh-huh. You need anything? Uh-huh. Well, here goes $5. That's what God loved. Yeah. Al Green made it possible back in 78, I think. Love. Y'all remember Al Green? Come on, don't look at me like this. Y'all remember Al Green? Ain't all of us in here holding and die? No, we not. We here right now. We get the pat on our feet.
Come on, Pastor.
I know I used to love Teddy Pendergrass. I think I better let it go. What you say now?
What you
girls
say, what
up? Frankie Beverly and Mays. We love all this because why? We are human people. Jesus was human, but Jesus was divine at the same time. Don't get it twisted now. This was God created in the flesh. And he was the only one wasn't perfect. And he showed humanity, if you look back a few days ago, he went to a wedding. Hello, somebody. Didn't he go to a wedding? Turn over to the second chapter. A wedding that was in Canyon of Galilee. And they had ran out of wine, but the Bible said that they come to him and he saved the best for last. I said, ooh, what kind of stuff is this?
Yeah.
Full of that go-go juice. Old Charlie. If I can't have fun in church, where else I'm at? I can't go to 318 no more. Because I stick out like a sore thumb. I can't go to these other clubs and all this other stuff because I'm not there anymore. New faces, new places, new things. That's what I do now. And I have a dual life. But I thank God for this dual life. The way people down around here, I'm trying to get close as I can to them. Because they leave me here like flies. And death is real. Heaven is real and hell is real. Bible said he must needs to go through Samaria. Mm-hmm. Sat on the well waiting for this woman at noontime. Now let me tell you something about this chapter. The women of Galilee didn't come at the noon hour, but she came so she wouldn't be ridiculed and talked about and called off every name but a child of God. They didn't come at high noon, but Jesus knew that she would go. I'm going to say that again. Jesus knew that this woman was going to be at the well at a certain time. And ain't nobody had to tell him. He already knew. Because God knows everything. He said, I'm A and I'm Z. He said, I'm the beginning and the end. That's what he said on it. So he knew. And this woman was no ugly woman either because she didn't have five husbands now. Don't get twisted. Come on, like that. You go get twisted now. She looked like Queen Boo. I don't know who that is, but anyway. Yeah. But anyway, but one thing about Jesus, he didn't get out of his nature with him. You know, meet me at the, like they say, like that song say, room 240 first.
Room 240?
Huh? Cheating in the next room. Making plans to. And then he say, talking soft down.
He was
I like that. He say, talking soft. Some of us like the blues. I love the blues myself. I ain't holding it down. And I read the Bible every day. Pray to God five times a day. Pray for y'all every day. But I still love the blues because, well, I'm flesh. That's why I say, he looked beyond my fault this morning and saw my knees. That's what I'm talking about today. He looked beyond this woman's fault. The midst of five families. And he said, you with one now, and you're best in that. Good God Almighty. What kind of stuff? That's too much sugar for a dime. But he didn't condemn her like we would do. We'll be calling that woman everything but a child of God. Oh, you old. I can't say what I want to say behind this pulpit, but you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. And I'm talking real. Because I'm real. Nobody said about you,
DJ.
I'm
really. That boy wasn't in me. Yeah, well,
that's what I am. I don't care what you say about Stevenson. I'm going to tell it just like it is. And I'm humble. Now, a few years, not 30 years ago, I was. Now, we be out there tangling. We be fighting. But God put humbleness on me. Yeah, what love got to do with
it? What love got to do with it?
Somebody said they don't know. Good God Almighty, what you say? The truth shall set you free. This woman here, in the Bible, back to the text. It says, the woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said, you answered right. But he didn't condemn her now. He ain't condemn her. And he ain't condemn none of us this morning. Because when we woke up this morning, with grace and mercy, I heard Dr. John say somebody didn't wake up this morning. I heard Dr. John say some people came here and talked and slept. See, I thank God for those kind of little small things that we look over every day. Because those are five senses that you can hear, that you can smell, that you can take. Let me tell you, COVID-19 will take your smell away from you. So, but I thank God that everything that happens in this world for a reason, and it belongs to God. Don't nothing come, as I said yesterday, Miss Avon, she was here. Don't nothing come before the master's table without him signing off on it. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you think. I don't care how much you think you know. God can deal with you. Oh, yes, he can deal with you. Because I remember back in the 70s when them old folks said, I'm going to put you.
God.
And they wouldn't say no more. Don't let them shake their finger at you. And they couldn't read their name in Boston. They go down to Joe Biles and get some chicken and all that, and they put an extra. by their name. They couldn't spell their name. Ain't that something? They couldn't spell their name. They put an X by it. But I'm telling you, they had a direct line.
Well, God.
Grandmama couldn't even sign her name. She just put an X right there. And Sister Martha Barber, bless her heart, she gone on people's door. She said, them old folks, just put that back on you a minute. You can't get up in this business now.
Sure.
In your eye.
Sure.
In your eye.
Some of them children need back and spit on them today. They do.
And all in your
cola and everything else. I'm more crazy. The children up there talking to their mama like crazy. Is you crazy? That's the one voice you in the world, man.
Hey.
Me and my mama had a fight. What no fight? What? They'll beat you to black off you. Get on. And then when the police
get you, they say, first thing come.
They'll take the chair and put everything on the front row and lock the screen over that screen over back there. Back there. Y'all on that? And swing on the front. And they'll shoot you right there.
Amen.
They say, now you come and get it and take him downtown because he can't or her can't come here anymore because two women can't live in the same house. Ain't God good? I said, ain't God good? Don't fool me now. Hello, somebody. I'm talking about what's real, man. That's why so many children are getting killed in the street because of disobedience to the parents. I know what I'm talking about. You hit one of them children, now they're going to go get an old gun from old Mount Monroe Street over there in the north and come back and shoot the parents up, the house up, everything. Ain't that crazy? And then crying when everything whole when you locked up. No, it's too late to be sorry now. You should
have.
I see it every day.
Every day.
Every day I see young children. One boy told me he don't get out to 29. I said, 29? I said, when that's going to be? From
I'm going to be living.
29. And he was 17 years old.
We go with the law.
29. But I remember the old way, Miss Avon, when the preacher would carry his Bible downtown and talk to Judge Fuss and say, I'm Reverend such and such, such and such, this child here.
Yeah, yeah.
They send him back home with the parents. They ain't doing that now. Because it's a new day now.
Yeah, the preacher get out of there.
I tell my son all the time, boy, if you were back there with Grandma, Grandma will box your jaw. Pull your naked behind and beat you like you ain't. What? Boom! Hit you three times. And them licks will last all week long.
What you talking about?
Proper Eyes. Y'all know Proper Eyes, don't you? I don't know him. They tell me.
You know Coach David, don't
you? Yeah. Wait, Proper Eyes say.
Backside,
all he say is true. He wouldn't even tell you to get out of school. He just say,
oh, Prop. Yeah.
Y'all know I ain't lying.
Prop say, follow
and me. And he know everybody, parent. He's talking about your grandma. That's that
peep
out I'm talking about.
Yeah,
not the new peep out. I'm talking about the old peep out. And Slug? Huh? I know about that. Them old folks didn't play, and they made us a better man, because I know how to treat people. I don't put on my wife and put her no boxing gloves. And no. She went put some poison ivy one day. I said, look, don't you go over there and tell them people I'll hit you upside your head now. Go tell that guy. The dog will beat you up. Who tell a lie? Her eyes was all cocked up there. And I said, ooh, you know she got that old color. Yeah, she ain't got my color. I'm black. She got a peculiar color. I wouldn't mind being white, but I'm gonna take whatever God gave me and be satisfied with it anyway. I'm not going to get no uplift face, this skin, this all little kind of stuff. I'm gonna be black till I die because that's the way God made me. And I'm gonna say, okay, I thank you for that. I told her, don't go up there telling that lie. Because the police, I'm going to put them on you behind. Because you lying. You know, a lot of people can't be around that poison ivy. No. But I can touch you with my hand. In the name of Jesus, they ain't going to draw me because I guess I'm black, too black. My son say, Daddy, you black? I say, black? Tell thou. I'm black and I'm proud. Tell thou. We was at, where we was at? Sheriff. Hey, them people looking at me like, what's wrong with that fool? Ain't nothing wrong with me. I'm just telling the truth. Somewhere, I don't know where we was at, but somewhere. Daddy, you black. You ain't. I said, yeah, black and I'm proud, sir. I said, what you say? What you say? You just not knowing that? You been here 8 years and you just not knowing that? Something wrong with you, Eugene. Yeah, I'm black. Hit now. God is good, ain't he? No, I can't change it. You see, my family, you say they think they're white. I said, Lord, what happened to me? I guess I stayed in the hood too long. I guess. Now, Jesus had sent them disciples to buy some meat. Because you know they're going to be tripping. Because he's talking to a nobody. But I like that song. Say, I'm just a nobody. I don't even need to say no more about it. Trying to tell somebody about this somebody who can save everybody. But I like when he say in St. John chapter 12 and 32, if I be lifted up from the earth, I draw all men. He just not said in St. John chapter 4:14, but whosoever will drink of the water that I should give him shall never thirst. But the water shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. Somebody know what I'm talking about. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you in St. John 5:24, he that hear my words and believe me shall not come into death, but shall be led into eternal life. And then he said in St. John 12:24, verily, verily, I say unto you, in your Bible, you told me. Verily, verily, I say unto you, a corn of wheat is fall to the ground. But when it goes into the ground, it comes up in his own time. That's what he's saying. Somebody got hear me this morning. The Bible said that Jesus began to talk to the woman. And while talking to the woman, because my grandmama says, even just a little talk with the Lord. Grandma, I could see her sitting on the porch of 1638 Warshaw Street. I was a little bitty boy, I didn't know A from Z.
Yeah.
But I remember when they used to strike up songs like Precious Lord, Take My Hands, Lead Me On. And they didn't even have food in the icebox, do they? But they would still know how to praise God. Because I heard that praise goes up, blessings are surely come down. They may not have the picket fence, and they might not have the finest of cars, and they didn't have the finest of clothes. Sometimes when they be going to church, I could see holes in their stockings. And I would be asking to myself, why are you praying for others and ain't praying for themselves? But that's the way Jesus illustrates in the word of God. In Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus said, when you invite somebody to a wedding or to a supper, you take the lowest seat, and whosoever you invite, let them take the upper seat. Am I talking to somebody in here this morning? You don't hear me. I say Jesus is the Son of the living God. And he did not condemn that woman that he waited at the way.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
Sinlaw and surrounding areas, I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, and I'm encouraging you to keep your radio dial locked to KAYT KQJOFM, pumping out 70,000 watts of pure listening enjoyment pleasure, exclusively designed with you in mind. KAYT KQJOFM is the place to be. All the time.
Good morning. Welcome to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Located at 200 Nona Street.